The Names of Places by Judy Watson. A television screen mounted on the wall about 1.5 meters off the ground displays a series of hand-drafted maps of colonial Australia, which fade in and out, overlaid with scrolling Australian place names. The first map is titled in black writing in the center of the continent as General Chart of Terra Australis, or Australia, showing the parts explored between 1798 and 1803 by M. Flinders, commander of HMS Investigator. The map shows the coastline in black relief, with the eastern swathe from Cape York to Melbourne labelled New South Wales and the western region labelled New Holland. The map is overlaid with natural textures in ochre and sandstone imprinted with indigenous rock art. Across the left-hand side of the screen, alphabetized place names scroll upward in white text. To the right of the TV, an iPad is mounted on the wall with a website called The Names of Places loaded. Text reads, The Names of Places is based on research into massacre sites across Australia. Keep listening for more information about this work, or skip to the next track for the next description. Much of the artist's work is concerned with the hidden histories of Indigenous experience. This is often given expression through references and traces of the indelible marks left in the landscape by past presence. The Names of Places is a roll call of place names scrolling over familiar historical maps of colonial Australia. What links all of these places together? Each location forms part of a growing list of Aboriginal massacre sites. This artwork is part of an ongoing research-based mapping project that invites the public to contribute knowledge of any such massacres into a database so that they can be part of our contemporary collective consciousness. The iPad to the right of the video displays a screenshot from the website where the database is presented as an interactive map. We encourage you to explore the website listed below on your own devices at your leisure. www.thenamesofplaces.com and click on Explore. This work is a single channel HD video with a duration of 21 minutes and 59 seconds, which appears courtesy of the artist and Milani Gallery.